You feeling all right, Emil?
For the most part. This salty air is getting to me. We're docking tonight, right, Saren?
Right. Warren's Port. It's just an island town.
I haven't seen dry land in 3 weeks. This town better have hookers and taverns.
Well, there is a tavern. And there's also the Sleeping Giant Inn, which, can provide you with the companionship of, bigger girls.
Are we staying at an inn?
Yes. Our contract set us up for one in the center of town.
Thank the gods. I'm sleeping for weeks.
I require some fresh meat.
Finally!
Warren's Port could best be described as a cesspool of degeneracy, held together by cracked, warped wooden boards.
Well, the inn is right here. The tavern's down that way. And Thimbus. The brothel is right around the corner.
Alright, lads. Let's go to the inn.
Already? It's barely noon!
I'm rested. I'm used to sleeping on hay.
Fine. Just don't wake me if you need me.
Take my bag and set my books out. I hope to get some studying done.
To the tavern. Huzzah! Oh.
Not very busy, is it?
Is anyone even here?
Hello?
Huh. Thought I locked that door.
Ah, barkeep. I'll have 4 ales.
We're closed. Get out.
But we have gold, and we just need a drink or 6.
Buy one at the end, then. We're closed.
Rude?
Man, I hope he gets stabbed later.
Want to check out the brothel? Not a fan of them, but maybe you could find a nice girl. Oh, is that Oaktooth?
The old dwarf slipped into the darkness of the alleyway, his eyes darting back and forth with unease.
Looks like someone's having fun. Let's follow.
We leave in 2 days, so the better we make haste, the more likely we'll have time.
Ahoy, Oaktooth!
Ahoy, lads. What brings you to my neck of the woods? Perhaps you're lost. The inn? It's that way.
2 figures stood in the alleyway. A young half-orc, blonde-haired and blue-eyed, who may have even passed for human if it weren't for his tusks, adorned in a red naval coat, and the top of his right ear, jagged and burnt. Standing next to him, a blonde high-elf, with a colorful tattoo sleeve and golden earrings.
Ah, Oaktooth, I see you brought friends.
Keelan.
Thimbus.
The names... Well, my friends call me Javier, and I can already tell we're going to be firm friends. This is Kip, and I assume you've already met Oaktooth.
Nice to meet you, Kip.
Kip doesn't talk.
You gentlemen know anything to do around here?
Well, the Sleeping Giant Inn brothel is good for if you like orcs or giantkin.
I am partial to flamekin, but I'm not in the mood for a brothel now.
Good choice.
Tavern's closed.
You know, we were actually about to look into that.
They denied you a drink too, eh?
Oh no, nothing like that. We think they're involved with kobold slavery.
That's quite serious.
Oh yes, it's very serious. We think that they're actually storing them underneath the tavern. We're about to go check if you'd like to come with.
The little dragon people?
That sounds like a good and hurt.
Any pay?
This one doesn't beat around the bush, does he? Tell you what, find anything down there, you keep it.
Good enough. You know your voice is quite high for a half-orc.
Talk to me like that again, I'll take my pistol and I'll blow your notches clean off.
Fair.
Shouldn't be too difficult, right?
Shouldn't be too difficult. Nothing you can't handle, eh?
I suppose. What's your plan?
Well, the front door is always an option, but not the very good one. The sewers could work, or we could find another way in.
The sewers are the safest, but they may not be big enough for Thimbus.
Well, they use the sewer to transport the fish from the docks to the market.
But I'm not a fish.
I'm sure you'll fit.
You best get the move on then.
You're not coming?
Of course not. Now that you're going, I don't have to.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
We can go in through a well if you'd like to stay clear of the docks. Less attention.
The shallow waters gleamed against the walls of the well. The smell of salt water and decay filled the air.
Smells awful down there.
I'll go first, and then I'll catch you.
Good idea.
Come on down. Whoops.
You know, there's a ladder right here.
Water's not even that deep.
I am 3 feet tall!
Ooh, knocked your head pretty good there. Let me clean that.
Thimbus will go on and scout.
All right, stay on the path, stay out of the trouble, and come and get us if something goes wrong.
The tunnels ahead of him deformed and warped. The air grew thick and heavy. A chill ran up Thimbus's spine as his heart began to quake uncontrollably.
Strip the flesh.
What?
The ox studied the halls and found himself completely alone.
I don't like it in here.
You all right there, Thimbus?
I don't know.
Let's get this done!
Hop on, little man.
This place feels wrong.
You feel it too?
I feel it too. Keelan, you're a wizard. Is this magical?
Yes, but this is nothing I've dealt with before. How was it just kobolds?
It's doubtful, but we're getting close. Stay quiet. The wooden door at the end of the tunnel was painted with an unfamiliar rune with a red liquid.
Aye, that's blood. This door leads under the tavern. I'll see if it's unlocked. If it's not, I can pick it.
The door splintered off its hinges, slamming the man on the other side into the floor.
Who's next?
Give me warning next time!
Cages line the walls, filled with weak and frail kobolds. Smelling of excrement and blood, one kobold lay tied to a granite slab. A slaver stood above him brandishing a whip as a man in a silver mask leaned against a wall looking onward.
I'll get these cages open. Keelan, you get that one off the slab. Thimbus, duh, hell with it. Just kill him.
Did you tie him in there and cut him in two?
Keelan, look out.
I see them!
Thimbus slammed his axe into the chest of the man pinned under the door, while Keelan's acidic spray melted away the slaver's face to the bone. Kill the bastard in the mask! As the hammer slammed down onto Hafir's pistol, the man in the mask vanished into a cloud of black smoke.
Damn it! Keelan, untie him.
By the gods! What did they do to you?
There's some barrels over here.
27, 28, 29... Alright, 29 kobolds. Let's get the hell out of here. Alright, Kip. Set a course for the eastern side of Kandoshi. Thimbus, Keelan.
You were a great help. You ever need anything, come find me. I'll give you my all.
Hope to see you again. Glad that's over.
I'll check the barrels, you check the crates. Barrels have rice? Some are empty. What's in the crate?
Whoa!
The crate held no less than 10 matchlock rifles.
Think the Golden Rose could use some arquebuses.
I shall keep one and name it Wait.
He'll be the barkeep.
I'll take care of it. Oh. Hello there.
A light red kobold stood staring back up at Thimbus, a grin stretched across his little face, and his back and chest covered in whip scars.
Does Halfear know you're here? Do you speak common?
Yes.
Yes to both?
Yes.
Do you need something?
Yes.
What would that be?
Help. I help.
Okay. What's your name?
You have a name, right?
Yes. Nugbar. Nugbar.
Nugbar?
Yes, Nugbar.
Keelan?
The silver-masked man stood staring at the eviscerated bodies below him.
Who the hell is this guy?
Oh dear. Looks like I'll have to find some new workers. But I'll take care of you first.
The man disappeared in a puff of black smoke as the bodies slammed into each other and warped into something amorphous. An abomination. Blood poured from it as bones protruded from the flesh. A large orifice opened in the center of the beast, lined with ribs and broken bones to act as makeshift teeth.
What the hell?
I don't know, just kill it!
Stay back, Nugbar.
Nugbar.
Thimbus's axe slammed into the creature with great force, chipping the stone below it.
Harden!
A hand connected to a string of organs shot from the creature's opening, grabbing Keelan and dragging him into the makeshift mouth, biting down using its ribs and broken bones into Keelan's chest.
Ah!
Hold on!
It's in my head!
The gnome's perception began to splinter and corrupt. The being was consuming him. They were becoming one. Thimbus reached in and yanked Keelan loose from the being's grip. Keelan began to seize as his eyes rolled back into his head. As the axe slammed through the creature, its components separated, leaving the floor covered in flesh, blood, bile, and bone.
Keelan? Keelan?
Him breathing.
Think. Keelan needs help. I have to get the guns to the ship and not get caught with the lizard man. I have a barrel. But first...
Thimbus reached down and covered his hand in blood, writing no more across the wall. Against all odds, Thimbus managed to get a gnome, a kobold, and 14 long rifles inside of one barrel.
And up we go.
Thimbus, come have a seat. Come on, over here. Come sit next to me, buddy.
Been busy, Colin.
Do you have L? Let's bust that bitch open.
Let him go. He's probably bought it for himself.
Thank you, Maramis. I'll just be going up to my room now.
Oh, I was just about to go looking for... Why do you have a barrel?
It's a long story.
What happened to Keelan? Where did you find those rifles? Is that a kobold?
Nugbar!
Oh gods, I leave you alone for one day and you kill the wizard.
He's alive, I think.
Shh, he's saying something.
The end is coming.
I'm just saying, you didn't need them alive. I gave you a direct order. Stay out of sight.
The red blood had seen me before, and the other two knew I was involved.
I said, stay out of sight.
You didn't have to kill him.
Oh well, I never liked slavers anyway. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let the heart go to waste.
I was getting hungry anyway.
Hi, I'm Soup. I play the narrator and Halfear, and also Nugbar.
Nazaria is based on a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons game created by me. Thimbus was created and portrayed by Barkley Brown. Keelan was created by Moose and portrayed by Kit Harrison. Sarin and Maramis were portrayed by Kellison Forrester. Colin and Oaktooth were portrayed by Ryan J. Crowder. And the Tavern Keeper was portrayed by Tony Campbell. Art for this episode was supplied by Mondo Quando. You can follow his Instagram in the description. Ambience and sound effects were supplied using Sirenscape. Background music supplied by Dark Fantasy Studio. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.